It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're continuing the study in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 17. We're going to read from verse 1 through verse 19. So please open your Bibles to the book of Genesis chapter 17. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to visit us at our website, you will find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And I hope that you would take an opportunity to either write or to look at the website. That would be wonderful. Hope that was enough time for you now to open your Bibles and enjoy the study today. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. When Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thy seed exceedingly. Multiply thee exceedingly. Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. I will make thee exceeding fruitful. I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. I will establish my covenant between me and thee to thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, Thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant, which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after me. Every man-child among you shall be circumcised. Ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. He that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man-child in your generations. He that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger which is not of thy seed, he that is born in thy house, he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised. My covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man-child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, the soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant. God said unto Abraham, As for Sarai thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name be. And I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Abraham fell upon his face and laughed, and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. We'll close with the reading with prayer and begin the study. Father, I thank you and praise you today that we can come together and enjoy your wonderful word. Help us to understand it, and the only way that can come is if the Spirit of God will come into our hearts and touch our hearts. Now, we know that we must have the Lord Jesus Christ in our heart in order to understand your word. In other words, we need to be saved, born again. And I ask, Father, as we study this today, that we will understand the term being born again, and we will come by faith to you, Lord, and we will trust in you. We will know that only by faith in the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection can bring life and salvation into our lives and our hearts. And then, Lord, the Holy Spirit comes to live within us and teaches every day, every minute of every day, your way and will. And it's so wonderful to possess the Holy Spirit in our hearts that you have given us, and that you have given us also your word to study, that we may read it and understand it because of the Holy Spirit that's in our heart. Wonderful opportunity that you've given us. Now, please help us to take full use of it today and get full use of it. Please, Lord, guide and lead us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we look at these verses of Scripture, the first thing that I want to take just a minute to do, and that is we need to look at the verse of Scripture. Prior to this, Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abraham. 86 years old. Now, if I'm doing this right, why, I think that we can safely say that that's 86 years old. 86. So that would be 86 years old is how old Abraham is. Now, all we have to do is go to the very next verse, and man has placed the chapters and verses in so that it makes us easier to study and to find different areas of Scripture. And it was not in the, it's not God's original way of having the verses in Scripture, verses and chapters. And so you bring both of those right together, if you would please, because we, from the 16th verse of chapter 16 to the first verse of chapter 17, they are verses that are together, and yet we find that the age of Abraham in verse 1 of chapter 17 is 90 years old and 9. Now, if you want to take 99 years and you take 86 years, you're going to find a difference of 13 years. So from the end of verse 16 to the first beginning of verse 1 of chapter 17, there is a 13-year lapse. 13 years. You know, for 13 years, we find that God did not talk to Abraham. For 13 years, we find that there was no mention of the covenant. There was no fellowship. We have no reference of prayer. We have talked about this last time we were together, but I just want to remind you what happens when we take things into our own hands and begin to try to work them out the way we think they should be, and we leave God's plan. What happens? We have a 13-year lapse. A 13 years of Abraham's life is gone as far as a blessing, doing service to the Lord and bringing honor unto the Lord. 13 years. Now you think about that. 13 years of this man's life was gone. That there's no mention of an altar, no fruit, nothing. That's what happens. Now, I'm thankful, very thankful, that Abraham was a child of God. Abraham was saved, born again. He came by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. The birth of the Lord Jesus is going to come through this promise that we have right here, but we're looking at 1900 years later before Jesus Christ would actually be here on earth and be born of the Virgin Mary, live 33 years, and suffer the penalty of the judgment, of the cross, of death, and then come out of the grave victorious 3 days later. It's going to be 1900 years before that comes, but you see, Abraham was saved by faith just like we are, because he knew it was going to come and he believed it. And so he was saved. So what's the deal with this 13 years of no fruit and no fellowship? That's what happens when we do things our own way and do not follow the will of God. Now, there's many people we're going to find that were saved, saved right now, but they have made a choice to attend a liberal church, made a choice to begin to use another scripture, something, you know, they've left the King James. You know how I feel about the King James. You go to the NIV, you're going to something that is lost the power and the strength. And what's going to happen to a generation that is studying the NIV, the next generation is going to be just a little weaker, and the next generation a little weaker. You see, we must stay with the truth, the Word of God. We have the King James. I keep the old King James. I love it, and I stay with it because it has the power and the strength of God within those words. Is it the exact text that was with the Greek and the Hebrew? No, but it is as close as we have, and I ask you to stay with it or return to it if you've left it, because it's very, very important. I don't want you or your family, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. What happens when we leave? We leave the truth. We take away the power. And when the power is gone, then we find that there'll be no salvation because we have changed the truth. And I ask you not to do that. Abram here had a plan. He thought that was probably a pretty good plan, to go into Hagar and to have Ishmael. Well, the plan was carried out. He went into Hagar, he had Ishmael, and for 13 years God didn't speak to him. For 13 years, Abram's life was consumed with this young man. He did not call upon God. He did not desire to worship God. All Abram did, that 13 years it's recorded here, we know that he loved this young man, Ishmael. He finally had his son, but it's not the way God wanted it. And so God has turned away his blessings, his fellowship from Abram for this 13 long years. Any time that you're out of the will of God, I tell you it will be long years. And so I'm asking you, if you've decided to go to a liberal church where the music is, you can tap your feet and you can bounce your head up and down and all those things. We sing the most beautiful, wonderful old hymns. And I'll tell you what, it'll touch your heart first before it touches your body. Most of these churches today, the beat touches your body before it ever gets to your heart. Once it gets to your heart's so cold and so hardened by the music that even if the Word of God is preached, it doesn't touch you. I'm asking you, as if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, get out of that situation. Get into a Bible-preaching, soul-winning church that loves the Word of God. Search one out that stayed with the King James Bible and enjoy it. Don't go for 13 long years as Abraham has done. And we find finally that Abraham does come, and look at how he responds. Now maybe today this is the call for you to get away from a decision that you have made, and whatever it might have been in your life. And maybe today is the day that you're going to return unto the Lord because you are a child of God. If you're not a child of God, please come to Jesus Christ today and be saved. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. I am the Almighty God. Look at that statement there. Look at that. After 13 years, he comes. He says, I am El Shaddai. It implies that he is the protector, the nourisher, the nurser, the one that will nurse us, sustain us. Abram, depend on me and me alone. Stop trying to do it your own way. And that's exactly what we have to do today. Stop trying to do it your own way. Set it upon God's way. It's not the way of today. It's not the way of the world. If you would look at how far our churches have went away from the truth in the last 10 years, 20 years, it is so, so sad. And most of them don't even realize they have left because they have developed programs, and they've required programs to keep alive and keep growing, and they're growing in such fast numbers that it's just so exciting. And yet the truth, they are dead. They are spiritually dead, and that is so sad today, to have great numbers coming to that building, and yet they are spiritually dead, and they will be spiritually dead if they have left the truth. And if you've went to the NIV, if you've went to things like that, expect to be dead in your, and maybe you're saved, but the next generation won't be, because you have taken away the power, the convicting power of God that's going to bring souls. And so you look today at these rock bands. Just run into somebody just a day or so ago that had went to a Christian rock concert, and my words immediately was, shame on you. Because there is no difference between the Christian rock and regular old hard rock. And if you've convinced yourself that it's better for the children, you're lying to yourself. You're going to expect here, you're going to have that 13 years. You're already in the middle of that 13 years of dryness, of not hearing from the Lord. Do you want to hear those words when He comes and says, I am the Almighty God. I am the nurturer. I'm the nurser. I will feed upon me as a mother feeds a child and nurses a child. Feed upon me. Depend completely upon me. Not upon man, but upon me. Abram depended upon himself. Got himself 13 years of no fellowship, no power, no strength, no words from the Lord. Is that you? Don't you want to hear those words? You're hearing them right now. He's calling you. He's calling you. Please that you come. Abram, depend upon me. Me alone. Nurture yourself from me. Again, as a child, a young child nurses the mother, receives milk from the mother. That's exactly the way we should depend upon, and how close we should be unto our Almighty God. Walk before me, be thou perfect, be thou complete, be mature. Walk with me, those scriptures are saying. The call is to Abram, walk with me. Please. I want you to be complete. I want you to grow to maturity. And the only way that you can do that is if you depend upon me. Call upon me. Only then can you receive these blessings that we're talking about here. Only then will you be able to understand and grow and proclaim my word and watch folks be saved. And again, not through some program. We're committed and programmed to death. And I mean that literally. Spiritually dead with all of our programs. Get rid of them. Get rid of every one of them. Get rid of the committees upon committees upon committees, and begin to follow the leadership of your pastor, if he's a man of God, if he's preaching the truth, and follow him carefully and prayerfully, and you're going to know he's right on the mark if you're studying your word. Don't study another book. Study God's word. If you do, then you know that your pastor is right on line. If he isn't, you help him, pray for him, that he get his heart right, get back into where he needs to be. And if he refuses to, then you get out. See, there's some decisions that need to be made here. Abraham heard the call of God. God said to him, walk before me. I want you to walk with me and me alone. I want you to grow, and I want you to grow to be mature. Now, we know that at a point in time way down the line here in years, we find that Abram brings and presents unto the Lord his son Isaac. Now, that is the time that Abram's is mature. He has grown, and much different than this period of time when he chose to try to do it his own way and come up with this young man called Ishmael. Walk with me, be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. Walk before me, be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thy seed exceedingly. How did Abram respond to the return, to the call that God has given unto Abram? Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him. Abram fell on his face. Look at that. Isn't that wonderful? Abram fell on his face. What are you doing right now? What are we doing right now? Are we saying, Larry, I know this program is working. It's of God. I know it is. Well, you know what? This is going to be a very strong statement. You're going to wonder how in the world I could make such a statement. But if it's a program, it's not of God. Because God does not move by programs. God moves by His Spirit. It's very simple. You need to know that. God calls upon Abram, and when Abram was 90 years and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him. Why was God able to talk with him? It's because Abram was face down in the dirt. Because he realized that he had missed the wonderful fellowship, the wonderful opportunity to praise and to honor God for those 13 years. He realized everything that he was trying to do, and his life was consumed, I believe, with this young man called Ishmael. I think Ishmael was right by Abram's side every place he went. Abram was 86 years old. He was 99 when God spoke to him again. But during that 13 years, this young man was 13 years old. And I think he was right by Abram's side. And I think Abram loved him and did everything he could for him. And we find pretty shortly here that he even calls and says, Oh, Lord, I have Ishmael here. That'll be fine. We'll just take him. You see, he's done it again, and he's done it before. This time, at least, he did not lose the fellowship as he did in this 13-year period from the time that Ishmael was born and conceived and born until we find here in the first verse of chapter 17, that 13 years. 13 years. It's so sad. So very, very sad of what's going on. But look what Abram has done. Now, what have you? Again, I'm coming back. Are you in a place where the Spirit of God is not present? He said, oh, yes, yes, we see decisions every week. I'm going to ask you, is those decisions of God and the Holy Spirit, or is those decisions upon emotions set by some program you put into place? Some instruments or some music that you've put into to the ears of these young and old people alike, and they get into that, and they get to, you're hitting their body physically before you're hitting their heart with the Word. And we must be so careful that the music touches the heart. And there's nothing wrong with it, you know, tapping your foot while you're singing this beautiful music. But see that it touched your heart before it got to your body. Because most of the time it doesn't. And see that your program consists of one thing, and that's Bible study. Studying God's Word. That's what needs to be your program. And enjoy it, because I don't want you to have this 13 years. And if you've been duped into it, fall on your face before the Lord and let the Lord speak to you and bring you back. Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him and saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, For a father of many nations have I made thee. I will make thee exceeding fruitful. I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, to thy seed after thee. I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. I will be their God. Look at the wonderful words we have just read from the third verse down through verse 8. Beautiful verses of Scripture, wonderful words. And we find in that section that not only does the Lord speak to Abram, but also he tells them, I'm going to change your name. I'm going to change your name, and your name is going to move from Abram, which is your birth name, which means high father, father of the height, and I'm going to give you another name. That name is Abraham, and Abraham is the father of a multitude. My promise is still true. Abram was gone for 13 years, but you see, God's promise was not broken, because it was a promise that was given to Abram that was a covenant, a promise that was God's doing. And he promised him that I am going to give you a son, and that son is going to come through Sarai and through you, and no other way. Not from Eliezer, as he tried earlier. Now, not from the handmaiden, from Hagar, and gave birth to Ishmael. No, Abram. It's going to be from you and from Sarah, your wife. So Abraham and Sarah. And we will learn that Sarai's name is changed to Sarah, too, here very shortly. Father of a multitude. I gave you a promise. And I'm going to hold to that promise because, you see, my word is true. Even though Abram messed up and there was 13 years here, that was quiet, instead of enjoying the blessings, awaiting the time that God was going to come and perform this miracle, and looking forward to that, instead of that, Abram and Sarai took into their own hands what was going on and set out to take care of it. And by doing that, they lost this fellowship. But you see, God's word is still true. God made that promise to Abram, and Abram has nothing to do with this. It's one side, God's side. And same goes for us. When we come by faith to Jesus Christ, we call upon Him as our Savior. We repent. We turn to Him. God is faithful to keep us. You know, a lot of you folks are listening, I'm sure, have trouble with once saved, always saved, with eternal security, another word for it. But you see, you understand that God said, if you come by faith to me, truly repent, turn to me, I will save you, I will keep you. And so you see, once we have come by faith and turned unto the Lord Jesus Christ, God does the rest. God's word is true. Abram messed up. He was gone for 13 years. Was he lost that 13 years? No. God comes and calls him again. And when he calls him again, he tells him his name, Almighty God, is El Shaddai. And again, it implies a protector, one that nourishes, and literally one that sustains, but also one that is as a mother feeds her baby. That's the way we're to nurse and to depend upon the Lord. What a wonderful hope we have. Please that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection. You know, as you come today and you listen to those words, please that you repent if you've left Him and you are a child of God. If you aren't, please come today and trust in Him. Ask Him to come into your heart and to save you. Please, He will, and He'll keep you. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?